This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
We have an absolutely massive weekend this weekend, just fallen upon us as it does every weekend for the last 50 years. Mm. It's telethon weekend this weekend, Lise.
It is.
And we have some very special guests in studio who we love to watch every afternoon.
We do.
When
we get home. Yeah.
Of course.
We don't watch it during the show.
Yeah, of course not. No, we don't do that. No, we don't do that, guys. Goliath and the super nerd, Matt Parkinson and Issa Schultz from The Chase on 7. So good to have you guys in the studio.
And lovely to be here.
Thank you, Valerie. So nice. Issa, you dropped in last year and we loved you so much we dibsed you again.
I'm shocked you asked
and
me back.
Matt, I wanted to pop in for a little reunion because we've known each other years ago.
Yes, yes.
So lovely to have you both here and over here for the 50th telethon. All the good stuff turns 50 this year.
Yeah. This is not my actual 50th telethon.
No.
Okay, that's only my third.
No, no.
But I did
probably
grow up with
it. 50th I've watched.
Yeah, I think so.
God, I mean, remember, back, we were just talking about things back in the day with Issa, but once upon a time, TV would, you know, finish at about 11 o'clock at night. Well, this was the one weekend a year that TV went all night.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you used to think went on at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
Well, I hope kids are still doing that, putting their jammies on and just insisting on staying up.
Oh, right.
Letting them be
dragging a beanbag out in front of the TV.
Yes.
And just sort of dozing off for 15 minutes and then waking up again, half past one, and going, oh, what's this? Why has that person got their shirt off?
Exactly.
Now, what are you guys going to be doing in particular? You'll be running around telethon, obviously, being a part of it. What have they got you doing this year?
Oh, we're busy as bees, really, aren't we? I know there's an In It to Win It competition, I think, where I'm going to be trying to carry fruit or something.
Oh, right.
I know, that sounds intriguing.
Well, and food's a new thing
apparently is. Maybe
kitchen.
I'm better at carrying it rather than cooking it. So I think I might just stick with the carrying.
The kitchen, Hell's Kitchen, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun. Yep. It was an experience.
I'll bet.
No, it was wonderful. So we're doing that and, the kids' hospital, of course, it'll be wonderful. And, just meet and greet all around and try and put smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, you normally do at least two sessions in the phone room. That's always part of your weekend. You do a couple of panels.
Yep.
And they're always a bit of a lucky dip because you look at your itinerary and it'll tell you you're on the panel with this person and that person. And then at the last minute, that can change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's a really great bonding experience if one of the people on your panel, if it's their first telethon, because they're looking at you like, what goes on here?
How do I pronounce this? How do I pronounce that?
And Sam Lane from Channel 7's footy coverage was actually in the minibus with me from the airport today. And it's her first telethon.
Right.
And she was like, what do? I was just looking at her itinerary and I said, there's only two words that you have to stick by in telethon and they are have fun.
It's true. Yeah. And this is why people come back year after year. Did you have a good time last year, Issa?
I really did.
We told you it would be good.
Sad to get on the plane and go back to Brisbane because I didn't want to go to bed even, you know, even after we had the final tally, which I was still gobsmacked over.
The adrenaline was.
Yeah, it was pumped. And then suddenly, back to my boring Brisbane life.
It is a gobsmacking tally and it has just gone up every single year.
Yeah.
And we've just got to blow it out of the water this year for the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll happen.
I think it will. I have no doubt at all.
Yeah, I'm really impressed that there doesn't appear to be any sort of compassion fatigue from the people of Perth. They just keep giving every year and that's really impressive.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's such a draw card, because so much of TV is just about making the show and it's about just achieving your numbers or whatever. So to come here and just have fun for a good cause for the weekend is fantastic.
It still has that drag your beanbag into the lounge room charm. Get up to change the channel manually just for the spirit of it this weekend.
Old school.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you're on about them like grabbing you guys as soon as you virtually get off the flight, because we just saw on 7 News Irene from Home and Away fronted the
Linda
camera.
Granger,
she didn't even have a chance to freshen up or anything. They literally grabbed her and threw a microphone at her as soon as she got off the plane. So you are working it this weekend.
The thing about Lynn is everybody loves Irene.
People can't get enough of Irene. Yeah, yeah. We're calling her Irene.
Yeah. when I did my first telethon here 2 years ago, one of the other things you do is you go to the kids' festival or whatever,
you go and do
signings, right? Yeah. And so you'll be on a table and you'll have, like, you know, you're sitting in the middle and you'll have, like, Lynn McGranger next to you and people are just queuing around the block for Lynn's signature and they're looking at you going, well, who are you?
Who is the most popular of the
Chasers? Eventually someone goes, I know you. My nana loves your show. And so you sign a fan card for
them. I don't think there is one. You and I can't decide.
No.
We're always happy with the pick.
Yeah. There's always a good pick for the chasers.
Oh,
the
chasers. That's why it works well here, because we're all so different.
That's the beauty of it.
Like, we are all, outside of costume and character and all that, all five of us are very different people, and yet we all get along really well.
I have to ask you one question about the chasers. We genuinely do really enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are lovely people. Now, you get on this show, you are doing your job to get the questions right. Yep. And quite often you've got a panel of also lovely people going for a nice amount of money. You must sometimes think, I just wish I could throw it. You know, wish I could answer it wrong.
We'd be breaking contracts.
You can't, and we'd be able to tell, wouldn't we? But that must go through your mind of, I wish I didn't have to do this.
When we first started making shows, I think we all had this idea in our head that, like, I'm never going to lose.
I'm going to finish
this show like 10, 20 years from now, and they're going to throw. And you never lost a game. And then you lose your first game and you go, right, I'm never throwing a game. I'm never giving anyone an easy let off because I lost one. And then you lose your second and you go, right, I'm just eating everybody alive from now on. So you do not have to give anything away.
No.
You know who you really have to watch out for
on
the show is people who come on and just couldn't give a rat's. People who are just like, hey, I'm on the telly.
Yeah.
Because they are in the ideal frame of mind to just guess their way to like 50 grand.
Yeah. I've
and
seen
they
it.
Do. And then they'll say to their mate, they go, well, did we just win 50 grand? And you just want to,
The other thing we often sometimes wonder, we're just amongst friends right now, aren't we, is these people that come on and they'll take $3,000 back to the table and then someone else gets 32.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
well,
like
a low offer.
No, but they've got to split it at the end. If they win it, it's like, why aren't I getting my 32 and you get your 3?
Yeah, is it really equally split by the time they all finish?
Yes. So you can be that person who just takes the bottom offer and answers maybe 2-1 questions, nothing in the final chase. But, you know, that still gives you one head start step in the final chase if you're just standing there doing nothing.
That's what I love about the show. It's a lesson in learning about yourself. It really is.
I'm still waiting for one person to go back to the desk having picked minus 3,000 or something like that.
Oh, right. And end up having to owe us money.
That would be interesting.
That's a great idea.
Guys, it's going to be an amazing weekend this week. And look, Perth can't thank you enough for getting over here to be a part of it. Matt Parkinson, Goliath,
and
Issa Schultz, the super nerd from The Chase on 7. We'll see you at Telethon.
Look forward to it.
Brilliant.
See you there.
Telethon weekend this weekend.
Couple of marathons going on. There'll be a fitness marathon again. And you are doing, I'm assuming there is a fitness marathon going on.
There is.
I know you for sure are doing the e-gaming.
Yep, gaming
That's
marathon.
That's right, isn't it? It's e-gaming? Gaming?
Gaming.
And I'm getting,
e-sports,
I'm so on for now, aren't
you
I,
are so, you are it's so like, the OG like on this stuff.
You have, it's like Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle of gaming.
Oh, okay.
You've educated me. It's implicated me.
It's Friday, guys. Come on. But yeah, that's happening. You can actually check out Dan the Internet's written a story about it at mix.com.au. Loves it. And at the Mix
the
Facebook
other half
page.
Of your thing, game on.
Game on. But we're talking about your marathon stints. Michael in Kelmscott, what have you got for us?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm associated with a gaming group which also does online radio while we play online games.
Right.
And New Year's Eve last year, I did 9 hours of online radio stream straight.
Whoa.
Just straight, hey? Far out, man. How'd you get through that?
Quite a few toilet stops and quite a lot of caffeine.
Lots of caffeine and Red Bull.
Night out time. I did New Year's Eve in Adelaide and in Perth because my friends in Adelaide were listening and I was their entertainment for the night. So.
Oh, not bad, mate. All right. Cool. That's a pretty good start. There you go. Thanks, Michael.
No problems, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Cameron in Canning Vale. Marathon stints, mate. What do you got?
G'day. I was involved in playing ping pong for 24 hours.
Pongathon.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
What was it for?
I'm just thinking that click, 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 click. 24 hours.
Yeah, it was for an event called Ping Pongathon, which I organised and raised funds for. And we're actually doing it again in about 2 hours' time.
Really?
2 hours?
What a coincidence.
So, okay, if people want to check it out, mate, where's it happening? How can they get involved?
So there's actually a bunch of places in WA that are doing it. Our one is in Canning Vale. And you just go to the pingpongathon.com site.
Okay.
And you can sign up and you can do like 3-hour shifts. But because I was organising it last year, I did 24 hours straight. So I was a bit buggered by the end.
I'll bet.
You must have had the click, 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 click going in your head for about a week.
A couple of months.
Unreal. All right.
Pingpongathon.com. Well, 24 hours.
Thank you so much.
See ya.
All right. We've got one more here from Gordon in Mandurah. What's your marathon stint?
Hi, Lisa and Pete. Back in the 80s, for telethon, I did two ice skatings. One was 44 hours and one was 46 hours.
Wow.
Oh.
From Friday to Sunday.
Wow.
Far out. So how did that come about, mate? And how did you go about raising money for telethon? If this was for telethon, I'm assuming that was the case, by ice skating.
Just sponsorship.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Just
yep.
getting people to sponsor you. And yeah, we just kept going and yeah.
Wow.
Don't ask me how I did it. But
if it was a dollar every time I fell on my butt, then you'd get like past the telethon record. Well done, Gordon. That's a lot of ice skating.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't look at ice anymore.
I was going to say, you still sound a bit tired from it, mate.
You can't even have a drink on the rocks anymore. Thanks, Gordon. See ya.
See ya, mate.
The Dreamliner that took 700 people to build and will bring an unprecedented level of service to Australian shores, and now Qantas's Boeing 7879 Dreamliner, is actually touching down in Sydney today after its maiden flight. But this is the plane that's going to fly direct from Perth to London. Mm. And someone who's already had a bit of a squeeze inside and can tell us what we've got to look forward to is David Vandermeer from Hello World Travel Agency in South Perth. David, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Now, this is true, isn't it? You've been aboard a Dreamliner.
Yes, I flew it from Bangkok to Muscat. It was a 7-hour flight, but it was pretty good.
Well, that's a pretty lengthy flight. So tell us why it is a dream of a liner.
Well, unless you know your planes, you won't really notice a lot of differences. But what really stood out for me was the really big windows. Like, they're 48 centimetres. They're massive. Well, there's differences that you probably wouldn't even notice. Like, the Dreamliner detects turbulence. Rather than that bumpy turbulence, it automatically detects it and it adjusts its wing control. So it's more like you're just floating over the turbulence rather than that thump.
Fantastic.
Oh, that is heaven.
So, the circulation of the air is 60% better, so there's no lingering, you know, food smells.
Oh, nice.
The like.
Or the person two rows in front of you smell.
Some of the luxuries of the seats, like, because for me, the seat is the most important thing for me because that's where I'm going to be spending most of my time.
Mm.
You know, is there anything changing with the actual seats, David? Are they a little bit more comfortable or are they a little larger?
Yeah, let's face it, a 17-hour flight from Perth to London is going to be a 17-hour flight. But if you're going to do it, it may as well be on the Dreamliner. And the seats are really comfy. What you'll notice when you board at the Dreamliner is this space. When you walk on, it just feels big. It feels lovely. But then you sit down in economy and nothing really is different. Got all the mod cons for the gadgets and all that. It is really, I found it really comfortable.
Yep.
But why they called it a Dreamliner, what's really lovely about it is because you're going to be taking off from Perth at 10 to 7 in the evening.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, the dinner service will start a little bit later, but then once you're sitting there, you've got these beautiful, warm, glowing orange lights that just give it really nice ambience during the meal service.
Uh-huh. And is that what eases the jet lag?
Yes, because then it flows into after the meal service, then, you know, you're just watching your movie, it's getting late, then the lights dim and it turns into this gorgeous, relaxing lavender colour.
Oh!
Then when you wake up in the morning, and you know how somebody always used to open the shutter when you're trying to sleep and that sunlight would come through?
Yes.
There's nothing like that. It just eases in with the break of dawn in the morning, and it's just beautiful.
Now, that's fantastic.
David, what about the entertainment? Because, I mean, you said all the mod cons for the gadgets and stuff like that. Does it mean that the entertainment gets a little bit better as well, the screens get a little bit clearer, a little bit nicer?
Didn't notice that. I mean, they're pretty exceptional in all aircraft. No, that was pretty much the same.
And so it takes off at a very civilised time. What time does it get into London?
Gets into London at 5:10 in the morning, so it's the overnight flight.
Right.
And then coming home from London, it leaves London at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect.
Gets into Perth the following day at 1:15 in the afternoon.
When do they start flying direct to London?
24th of March next year.
There's going to be plenty of people who utilise a direct service. It's just choice. It's something for everyone, as you say.
Especially Brits that live here. If they've got to go back for a quick wedding or something like that, to get on that direct flight is just wonderful, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Lovely. Well, if you've got any questions, you can get in touch with David at Hello World in South Perth. But a pleasure chatting to you, good sir. Thank you for the information,
you
as,
too,
always.
As always. Thank you.
Geez, that Dreamliner sounds dreamy, doesn't it?
It does. I like the idea of flying in lavender light.
Yeah.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.